If thou doest well, thou shalt be accepted. Moses, chapters 5 through 7. Study the following scriptures. A. Moses chapter 5, verses 16 through 41. Cain loves Satan more than God and obeys Satan's command to make an offering to the Lord. Chapter 5, verses 16 through 19. The Lord rejects Cain's offering and commands Cain to repent. Chapter 5, verses 20 through 25. Cain covenants with Satan and kills Abel. Chapter 5, verses 26 through 33. The Lord curses Cain, and Cain is shut out from the presence of the Lord. Chapter 5, verses 34 through 31. Chapter 5, verses 34 through 41. Page 5. B. Moses chapter 6, verses 26 through 63. Enoch, a fourth great-grandson of Adam, is called by the Lord to preach repentance. Chapter 6, verses 26 through 36. Enoch obeys the Lord's command. Chapter 6, verses 37 through 63. C. Moses chapter 7, verse 13, verses 17 through 21, 23 through 47, and verses 68 through 69. The faith of Enoch is so great that mountains are removed, rivers change course, and all nations fear. Chapter 7, verses 13 and 17. The Lord and Enoch weep over the wickedness of the people on the earth. Chapter 7, verses 23 through 47. The people in the city of Enoch are of one heart and one mind with the Lord, and the entire city is taken to heaven. Chapter 7, verses 18 through 21, and verses 68 through 69. How did Cain respond when the Lord asked where Abel was? See Moses chapter 5, verse 34. What does it mean to be our brother's keeper? See 1 John chapter 3, verse 11, and verses 17 to 18. Why did the Lord call Enoch and his people Zion? See Moses chapter 7, verse 18. What does it mean to be of one heart and one mind? What can we do to become of one heart and one mind with the Lord in our families, in the church? What can we do to become of one heart and one mind with the Lord, in our families, in the church? Additional reading, Moses chapter 5, verses 42 through 55, chapter 6, verses 10 through 23, chapter 7, verses 14 through 16, and verses 59 through 64, 2 Nephi chapter 2, verses 25 through 27, and Genesis chapter 4, verses 1 through 16. End of lesson 5. If thou doest well, thou shalt be accepted.